Control flight controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Rhino.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
This is Bisogno Cappuccino, episode 3, on March the 28th, 2020. My name is Claude Saulnier, your host for this podcast. In the podcast series, I aim to help people understand data protection in short snapshots that shouldn't take more time to listen to than the time it would take you to enjoy a nice cappuccino. This podcast is sponsored by Bisogno. Bisogno provides an integrated platform to centralize all the documentation required under the GDPR and other data protection laws. Visit bisogno.eu for more information. In the previous episodes, I talked about personal data processing and the controller. The controller determines, alone or jointly with others, the purposes and means of the processing of personal data.
Bisogno Cappuccino, your data protection coffee break.
Let's have a quick reminder of processing. In the context of EU law, processing concerns any operation performed on personal data. The term processing covers automated and non-automated processing. Under EU law, processing also refers to manual processing in structured filing systems. The processing definition in EU law considers the life cycle of personal data handling from its collection to its disposal, and the definition of processing under the GDPR sets such data lifecycle in a lot of details. Let me give you a few examples of personal data processing in an organization. Let's start with a common process, human resources, HR. HR starts with the recruitment. Before the recruitment starts, a team of people working for the controller will prepare a job specification. This in itself is unlikely to contain much personal data other than maybe the name of a contact point working for the controller. The use of a word processor to redact the document means that most documents have an audit trail of changes attached to them, and as such, their author and people who amend the document thereafter may be stored in the document. So, even if the amount of personal data is limited, posting the document with its properties can reveal information about how your organization works. The job specification will be posted to a job board and people will reply to the job advert. Depending on the means in place to post the job specification, personal data processing may start as early as people visiting your website to see the job advert. The website is likely to collect information such as an IP address, the time of the visit, and maybe the browser. The person becomes a data subject as the organization starts collecting personal data. The personal data will be used to measure the success of the recruitment campaign. When the data subject applies to the job, the controller will collect, organize, and store more data points from the data subject, a name, an email address, a CV. The CV itself will contain further data points such as employment history, education, etc. The staff involved in the handling of the application process are recipients of data. At the time they review the application, they will retrieve, consult, and use the data. Comes the job interview, the data may be altered, made available to external recruiters, combined with new data supplied by the data subject, such as the evidence of their qualification. The personal data of unsuccessful candidates will be erased and paper files shredded after whatever period of time is required under the country's law. The new recruits will be asked for their address to draw a contract of employment. Once the data subject joins the organization, we're dealing with staff management and payroll administration. The salary will be processed for payroll purposes alongside a tax number sent to the revenue and will be deleted after a period of time after the staff has left the organization. This would consist of collection, recording, structuring, storage, retrieval, consultation, disclosure by transmission, and as salary or position will change over time, adaptation or alteration. There will be restriction on the data, as you wouldn't expect the whole company to know everyone's salary. The organization will need to store personal data for a period of time. Some is related to employment law, some is related to tax law, etc. When the person leaves the organization, some personal data must be kept so the organization can comply with the law. The GDPR requires from organizations the justification of the use of personal data, and if such justification is lawful, the organization must mind it from collection to disposal. Knowing what happens to the personal data processed in the organization is important. Data mapping is an exercise that every organization should carry out to understand what data is processed, why, and who has access to it. Article 5.1 of the GDPR is very important because it lays six principles that every organization must adhere to when processing personal data. The organization must ensure that it doesn't collect more data than it needs, that such data is processed lawfully, fairly, and transparently, that there is a clear purpose, and to stick to such purpose, that such data is kept accurate and, if needs be, kept up to date for the purpose. When the organization no longer needs it, it should be disposed of. Finally, the organization must also ensure that the integrity and confidentiality of the personal data processed is preserved. This implies it is stored securely. There is a seventh principle in the GDPR, but it doesn't apply to the personal data. It applies to the organization. Article 5.2 says that the organization is responsible for demonstrating compliance to the six principles when handling personal data. In forthcoming episodes, I will explain a simple way organizations can follow to ease such demonstration. Thank you for listening till the end. I hope you enjoyed this episode and feel free to connect on LinkedIn with your comments. Sloan.
Bisogno cappuccino. Your data protection coffee break.